The American Red Cross has attracted a lot of criticism since September 11th. It angered the public with a fundraising campaign that was linked to the attacks, but that did not earmark money for victims. And it alienated some donors by collecting more blood than it could use. NPR's Joanne Silberner looks at what the Red Cross has done to address these problems.
A year ago, hundreds of thousands of people across the nation rushed to donate blood, hoping to help the victims of the terrorist attacks. It soon became clear that there weren't enough survivors to drain the blood supply. But the Red Cross continued to encourage donation. Trudy Sullivan is a spokeswoman for the organization.
We hoped for the best while we prepared for the worst. We felt it was important to allow those people who wanted to continue giving to do so.
But within a few days of the terrorist attacks, the other big blood collection group, America's Blood Centers, did something very different. They asked potential donors to wait a month or two. CEO Jim McPherson was worried about disappointing donors when they found out their blood wasn't really needed.
The mixed messages that came out after September 11th about the need for blood was very tragic, because a lot of blood was unnecessarily wasted because of that, and there was a lot of confusion.
Blood only lasts 42 days. The government's General Accounting Office recently released a study of how much blood donated last fall had to be discarded. The estimate? 5 times the usual amount. The Red Cross, though, claims the discard rate was barely above normal. And the Red Cross, as Sullivan says, that continuing to press for donors was the right thing to do.
These were unprecedented events, and I think with people and situations, we did the best that we could at the time, and hindsight's 20/20.
McPherson of America's Blood Center says getting extra donors in didn't do much good in the long run.
The number of people who returned after September 11th was very small and very disappointing. We saw, on the average nationwide, about 20% of the people returned.
And fewer still came back a third time. The Red Cross maintains that that's still more than they had before. Nonetheless, the Red Cross has made some major changes since last year. For one, the board ousted its president. They changed fundraising practices after the Better Business Bureau cited them for misleading the public about where the money donated for September 11th victims would be spent. And Sullivan says the Red Cross is now working more cooperatively with other blood donation groups. If another tragedy strikes, she says they'll be ready to speak with one voice.
We would really work more closely together with the blood banking community to assess the need for donations following a mass casualty event, and then we would more strongly coordinate our public messaging for the need for blood donations.
But there are still signs of miscommunication. Sullivan says the blood community has a firm commitment to establish a 7-day blood supply. McPherson says they haven't settled on a number. He says there's a great need for everyone to get together to do something soon. The blood supply is more precarious now than before September 11th.
At a time when we should be better prepared to deal with disasters, we are less prepared.
Sullivan says the Red Cross remains committed to its mission of collecting and distributing blood.
One person somewhere in the U.S. every 2 seconds counts on us for a life-saving transfusion. We provide product to patients in nearly 3,000 hospitals across the country, and we aren't at a point where we're looking at walking away from that.
That's not to say it will be easy. The Red Cross has yet to resolve a 9-year-long dispute with the Food and Drug Administration about blood safety procedures. Joanne Silberner, NPR News, Washington.